All right, MITC is excited to introduce to you all Greg Scott. Greg is the executive director and owner of People Centered Support Services, located in Ruston, Louisiana, that serves individuals in northeastern Louisiana. Greg has been in this field of work for 34 plus years, and Greg's organization has been using MITC since 2016. Louisiana was one of the first states to implement EVV after two failed attempts prior to 2016 using SanData and First Data. The state introduced a third system, Lasers, which has successfully gone live. Like many states, Louisiana adopted the data aggregator plus provider choice model for EVV. Greg's agency decided to use MITC instead of the Free State system. Greg, many providers across the U.S. are struggling with the same dilemma you faced. Why did you decide not to use the free system provided by the state?
Hey, good morning, Theron. I appreciate the phone call and opportunity to tell you why I chose MITC. And I guess it started, actually, I was at a meeting. I don't remember the year. I'm going to say around 2012. I saw John speaking down in Baton Rouge. And he presented MITC to a group of providers at that time called the CARSA. I was really interested in all that it provided as a backup, as a sense of security, and an understanding of what it could provide for my agency. Kind of sat on that for a couple of years, and John actually flew here, I want to say around 2015. Flew down to Louisiana, did a presentation. We had another provider or two that was involved with the meeting. And I just wanted to be the best provider that I could possibly be. So I really started this process before Lasers even came about. I was just trying to see what I could do for the safety of the people that I serve and the staff that provide those services. That's how I kind of got an MITC.
All right. So in Louisiana, of course, you do have the option to use the state system called Lasers. So you kind of understand what it does, the capabilities of it. What were some of the features or functionality that kind of stood out to you that made you decide that MITC would be a better option over the state-provided system?
Well, again, I chose this before I even knew that the state was going to an EVV system. Other providers thought I was, I guess, a little bit crazy because of the cost involved. But the features that I really was attracted to was the fact that MITC could do all of my scheduling. They could track all of my mileage. They have a GPS feature. I mean, I go into all kinds of details, and I could speak for 2 hours about all this electronic progress notes and documentation. It gives me real-time alerts when people are there, they're not there, or if they're at a bad location. You get a red globe alert. It integrated with my payroll, did all my HR. It tracked, you know, when licenses were renewed. Certificates, background checks. It gives me a HIPAA-approved sense of communication. Tons and tons of reports that I can look at to see where we are with each individual job. I think I said it integrates with payroll. It integrates with my billing. Has an 800 call-in number. For those we're in real rural communities. So for those where we don't have good cell phone reception, we can do an 800 call in. So again, when I started looking at all those, I thought, man, I'm seeing so many shortcomings with what I was providing. I'd actually provided, I mean, I've been doing this a long time. I actually worked in the homes at some point. And I just knew that I needed something better than what we were doing with paper timesheets, people calling in, trying to figure things, if they're really there, just the complaints that we get from families. I just knew I had to do something more than what we were doing. And it was shortly after I decided and committed to go with MITC, that's when lasers came about. And other than, I mean, honestly, Theron, other than the GPS location, from a provider standpoint, lasers just, it didn't and it doesn't give me all of those other features. It's more designed for the state use. It does have some positive benefits. I'm not going to say that it doesn't. But for me as a provider, it just doesn't have the meat and potatoes what I need to do to be the best provider that I can be.
Okay. So that kind of leads me to my next question, which a common complaint is the lack of documentation software in the state system. So how do staff at People-Centered Support Services complete their documentation?
Well, I can tell you what we used to do, and like everybody else, we would do paper timesheets. And, you know, that's a hit or miss deal. That's always after the fact. We had it, or what we did do was, after you worked a week, you were required to turn in, drop off, email in, whatever, however you could get them here by Monday morning before we did billing. And then we would try to monitor documentation to make sure, before we billed for it, that we actually showed that we had done the work. So MITC provides us with electronic documentation feature that not only does it track the documentation, but also gives us a GPS feature. And you can custom make, what's really nice, you custom make every job or client's activities to their plan of care. So some people may need assistance with toileting, bathing, food preparation, going out in the community, cleaning the apartment, things like that. So you can tailor it around the plan of care. For my supervisors, for example, I use staffing and scheduling, planning and paperwork, face-to-face in home, face-to-face other telephone contacts. And every time we use or change those job activities, it gives me a GPS location. So, for example, if a staff says that they're cleaning the apartment and they change to that activity and it shows that they're at Walmart, well, something's not right, and I get a GPS location every 5 minutes, so we can call and say, hey, look, send me a picture, where are you? Or if the staff may be at their house, and that doesn't happen very often, I'm just saying that I'm able to keep up with minute-by-minute electronic documentation. I can see it live. We have a setting. Staff can't clock out until they've actually documented what they've been doing. There's different ways you can do it all in one note. The way I do it is for each individual task or activity, they document what they're doing as they're going along throughout the day.
Wow. Okay. So in addition to that, you kind of mentioned GPS a few times. So obviously you're tracking the visits, you know, where staff are working at the beginning of the shift, at the end of the shift, and perhaps throughout. So is geofencing supported by the state system?
It is not. And I will tell you, as you know, when we first started with MITC, we did a geofencing and what that means is you can prohibit people from clocking in or out if they're not in an acceptable location. And it became very cumbersome. And maybe it's because it was so new. I thought, man, we'll really be on top of things. We turned that option off, and now they can clock in and out. We just get a red globe, and talking with you and Zarmina, we ended up creating a GPS alert. So if they do clock in outside of the 1,000-foot parameter, then we get a notification. So at that time, we can call to check if they're there or they're not there. You know, it's technology. Every once in a while, they're there. Maybe a phone, maybe an IP address, whatever. But 9 times out of 10, it's correct. And Delta, well, yeah, I was running a little late. I did clock in. And So what we do is we go in and we back that time out. And I think we're at like 75 or 80% green globes, which is, I think, that's pretty miraculous from what your staff are telling you.
Absolutely. So what sort of liability would expose your organization to if you weren't able to be notified in real time or receive red globes when a staff member isn't where they say they should be, and that an employee attempts to log in from a location where they're not supposed to be? I mean,
liability-wise, obviously, if they're not where they're supposed to be, they're not face-to-face with the individual, it's Medicaid fraud if we bill for it and we know that they're not where they're supposed to be. So we try to minimize that as much as possible. Now, another neat feature with MITC is it allows us to go in, create associated physical locations with individuals. And what I've done with my agency, if a person we serve regularly goes to grandma's house, we consider that an associated location. If they go to a specific doctor, it's an associated location. So every time a staff or a supervisor visits or goes with that person to that place, they're clocking in or changing activities, we can see if they're there or not. You can put in as many as you want, and I've done that here. Like I said, we're pretty rural, so I have the fast food facilities, the grocery stores, Walmart, like I said, doctor's places, the movie theaters. So when they go, we can see, are they actually at the movie? Are they actually at the still at the house? It's a really neat feature. We use it a lot. Again, every 5 minutes we get an alert. If it's not in the system, it notifies us. And my staff, they check, they call. Hey, we always give the staff the benefit of the doubt, because like I said, there are occasions where things happen. So we always ask questions. Hey, we got a red globe alert. We're just checking to make sure everything's okay. It shows that you're at the car dealership. I mean, I've had somebody say, I forgot. I had to stop by. I was running late. But sometimes they're not at the car dealership. They're actually at the house. And all you have to do is call, say, send me a picture. And then we make a note of it and put it in the file.
Wow. All right. Well, Greg, some states like Louisiana and Texas are now harassing the providers about compliance. So please explain to our audience what this is and how you monitor the edit rate for your direct support professionals.
All right. Our agency has two methods of reporting or numbers, I guess. We do use and have to use lasers for one little program we haven't converted yet with MITC, so I get two percentages. I get the state use program, and then I get an MITC or a contracting agency percentage. And so what that tells me is the number of manual edits and the number of manual inputs that our agency uses on a month-to-month basis. The thing that's difficult with that, and they've given us some, I think it went into effect the end of July, Theron. Anything over 10% manual inputs, they withhold your payments. So mm-hmm. If you're at 15% manual inputs, 5% of that will be withheld until you are in compliance. The problem is going to the reports to see that their numbers are accurate. I'm not knocking lasers by any means, but the reporting is a little bit hard to understand. They do take out things that are connectivity forms. So if somebody doesn't have a GPS or the phone doesn't work, they are supposed to back those out. They back out transportation. but it's really hard to see what they don't have a report that just shows this is what's backed out. So I constantly am going in just to make sure that the numbers are correct. And it's difficult to navigate through, I'll just be honest with you. But that's a scary thing, knowing that you could possibly have your funds withheld as no fault of yours, I guess is what I'm trying to say there. I'm not sure what other states are doing. That's what we're doing in Louisiana.
Okay. So while we're on the topic, what is the reporting like through the state system?
The report's real limited. Again, I'm not knocking our state system, but I will tell you that compared to MITC, that they're very, very limited.
Okay. All right.
I don't use lasers a lot, to be honest with you, Theron. It doesn't give me any alerts. Again, it doesn't tell me schedules. It doesn't tell me if people haven't shown up. It will tell you a GPS bad or good. It can tell you if you've exceeded PAs, if there are overlaps. It will tell you your utilization for the individuals. But it's more, again, it's not designed for the provider, in my opinion, and that's just strictly my opinion. But MITC just gives you tons and tons and tons of different ways to look at different things and obtain whatever information you need to know about the employee, about the job, about groups, about billing, whether you're exceeding, you're not exceeding, you're underbilling. They're just unlimited through MITC.
Okay. Also, the lack of payroll integration is a common complaint amongst many state systems. So how do you handle payroll under EVV, their people-centered support services?
Actually, it's pretty simple. We have a module through MITC that we use QuickBooks, and QuickBooks integrates within MITC. So when the staff clock in and out with MITC, I don't know how it works. It just works. It just calculates everything. Bookkeeper does a few little things, and it's a real simple process. She's not having to go in and manually enter everything like we used to. Everything is, and actually we've talked about this too. We're currently using QuickBooks, and we're going to eventually change over. I know MITC has a payroll feature, and we just haven't actually had time to convert over to it. But that's where we're headed.
Okay. And my last question, we've heard that training support is pretty ropey as well. Could you describe your experience working with MITC or your knowledge of the support services with the state system?
Well, I guess I'll start with MITC. We had somebody come in when we first implemented MITC. Zormina flew down for 2 or 3 days. I don't know, it's about 3 days. Did on-site training, implementation, kind of went over the basic stuff that we needed to know. I wish we could have had her here for about 2 weeks, because you just can't think of all the questions. You don't know enough to ask things you don't know about, I guess what I'm trying to say. So once she went back home, we just would burn up the telephone. We do WebEx in anything and everything. She's, or not just Armina, but Sean and Jojo and Alex, all your staff are more than friendly, willing to help us. So it's unlimited with questions. Whenever we need help, all we have to do is pick up the phone, put in a service ticket. If it's an emergency, we're usually contacted back within, you know, an hour or so. But it's been great. I mean, we do a meeting every Friday. We're to the point now, we've been doing this so long that we don't have to, but that option is there. If you want to have a meeting once a week, twice a week, whatever you need, you guys are always there to go through look at things, if things need tweaked. The thing that I found out was I'll try to do things and I'll call in and you guys will be like, oh, Greg, you should have called before you tried that. There's a way simpler solution. You're going about this the hard way. So that's the MITC side. With the laser side, what we did, they sent out a notice and said, hey, you're going to be required to come down to Baton Rouge, which for us was four and a half hour drive. We did a half day's training and we sat there, we went over the system. They tried to run everybody through the state once they implemented it. They will call you back, but I don't think that they're set up nearly like MITC is. We don't have a weekly meeting. It was not nearly as comprehensive as what we experienced with MITC.
Okay. All right, Greg. Well, that kind of concludes our interview, and I just want to thank you for sharing your experience about how your organization survived EVV. Before we go, is there any advice that you would like to share for other providers out there who are going to be facing this transition over the next year or so?
Absolutely. I'd love to kind of go through a few of the features that we use that we haven't talked about that are super beneficial to me and my staff. And if we have a few minutes, can we talk about those? I think your listeners need to hear what it is that, how we use it on a day-to-day basis. We kind of covered how we got here, but if we can do that, do you have time for that, Theron? I mean,
absolutely. Go right ahead.
Okay. So I think the most important thing is for us, after you get everything put in, is the scheduling feature. We have a scheduling administrator. She goes in, she puts in everybody's schedules. We have a permanent schedule that we go by that we roll over week to week. And what that does, staff know when it's supposed to work. Now, before, it was just verbal. We hope that they show up. Now we have the staff go in and they have to confirm their shifts every week. So we know that they know. And they know that we know that they know. We implemented that so if something happens, we can go to the state, we can go to the individual and say, look, we're sorry. We can't control everything, but I will promise you, they know their schedule. They confirmed it. That kind of takes a little bit of the sting out when we don't show up. If you can't fault the staff if they don't know what they're supposed to do, I guess is what I'm saying. Scheduling makes it real easy for my supervisors and my on-call people. As you know, Theron, you could come in here, you don't know a single staff. You could go into the feature when somebody calls in and you could look at accessibility. And the way I have my staff set up, I created titles. So I have three types of staff, basically. People that we hire just for on-call only. We have people that are scheduled regularly to work, but also want extra hours. And then we have people that are just scheduled only. They don't want any more hours. So we go into the filters when we have an open, which staff can go in when there's an open shift. That's a feature as well on schedules. If they want to pick up more hours, they can go in and request it through the open shift feature, which is a really nice feature that kind of helps us from always having to call and find people. They see it. So they can go in and request it. And we have people, they love that feature. They're on there all the time looking, hey, what can I pick up? What can I pick up? So anyway, kind of back to what I was saying with you, you could come in through those filters. You can click on, okay, I want on-call person only. This is a female, so I'm going to exclude all males. I only want females to work with this person. I could say has experience working with before, is trained in medication administration, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then it spits out, here's the top 10, 20, 15, whatever people that would qualify best for that position. It makes it real simple, very simple. But that doesn't mean people are always willing to go to work, but it really filters it down. quick, easy. You don't have to know the staff. You don't have to know who works everywhere. It gives us reports like when people no call, no shows, if they're there early, if they leave early, if they leave early. It tells us, it gives employees the option to do PTO requests. We have a setting where staff can't clock in or out if they're not on a schedule. Before, we had staff. They just do whatever they wanted to do. So the supervisors know when they're supposed to be there. The clients know. The families know. Staff can't cover for each other now. So if they're not there, we get an alert. And we can call. Which usually didn't happen when you were the only staff working in a house. We didn't know if you were there on time or you weren't. We do now. So all the reporting with schedules makes it really easy. You can change, you can substitute staff in for another. Great feature. The other feature that we really like is the mileage tracking. You can assign how much mileage is dedicated to an individual, so you can kind of keep up with it. You know, we get so much reimbursement for mileage, real easy. Your locations are put in there. You know how far it is from point A to point B. So if it's normally 10 miles from here to there, and then a staff puts in 18, boom, red flag. No, you went somewhere else. So we love that mileage tracking. My supervisors use it all the time. I can assign how much mileage we're going to specific jobs. You can run reports by staff, by the job, by the super, whatever you want to do. The you know, we talked about the GPS feature, and again, the thing that I really like the most is after we implemented it, the alerts that we get. And not only does it give us a GPS feature, but it gives you history. So if I have a staff clocks in with a red globe, and you can see that they're 15 minutes from where they are supposed to be, you can go in and see, well, did they open the timesheet and clock in once, or did they open the clock in page and wait? And they're no longer can they tell you, well, I only did this. I mean, there's a history, it doesn't lie. So it's very eye opening. And when you show the staff that, I promise you, all those, you get red globes 2 or 3 days in a row. When you bring them in here and you show them the history feature, it's all green globes after that. It's really neat. And we talked about that every activity gives us the location. And I think, I can't remember if we talked, and I don't know from a liability standpoint. I guess the only other way that you could do it would be tracking. I know that's not available, but this is as close to knowing where your staff are when they're supposed to be there as you can get, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I was already talked about the associated locations. We talked about some of the electronic progress notes features. What's really neat with those activities, you can classify each one as if it's a billable activity or just a trackable activity. So we do a lot of things as supervisors that we don't bill for, but we track it. So for example, if we're only providing 3 hours a day of services to an individual, I can see, okay, how many times we're going back and forth to this individual's house, how many times we spend on the phone, how many times we have staff that are calling, we're having to retrain, get new employees, how many times are we doing planning and paperwork. You know, you may see that you're spending 50% of your time every day on this three-hour job, and then you mm-hmm. sit down and determine, is this really beneficial for us to keep this individual. Maybe it's time to let somebody else serve the person. But it's a real beneficial service. Kind of like with the activities, you can do the Theron, I'm drawing a blank where you put it in the schedule where you can you put in what service like night shift, day shift. Hold on, I'll think of it here in a minute. But it automatically bills for you if the rates are different. Shift differentials. So in the job, you can create shift differentials. If the plan of care says from 10 at night till 6 in the morning, you get a night rate, you can put it in at that time. If the next person is from 12 to 6, you put it in there. So it automatically knows how much you're supposed to bill for. It calculates everything on its own. We pay higher rates for high-need people. It automatically calculates that when somebody with, if they're a CNA, to get a higher rate for this high-need person, it automatically calculates what we're supposed to pay that person. No longer do we have to go in and say, okay, for these hours for that person, everything's done. It knows it. You can go from, you don't have to clock in and out with the activities or the progress notes. You just change from one job pin to another or from one activity to another. You're not clocking in and out. It takes virtually seconds to do it. So if I'm cooking breakfast, I can click on that. When I'm done, I go do my progress notes. I say, what, you know, I did bacon, eggs, grape juice, whatever. Then I'm going to the next activity. We're going to go laundry mat. It's just a click of a button and you're changing from one thing to another. I guess I'll take a breath here in a minute, but let's see. The supervisors can real time check documentation. They can look from minute to minute. Okay, what has this person been doing today? We don't have to wait a week later to see what was going on. We're not at the staff's mercy of whether or not they're turning in timesheets or progress notes or not. You've got a feature that won't allow the staff to clock out unless they've made progress notes. I mean, before, we would just have staff, you would have to chase them down to get progress notes before you would bill. And we kind of progressed from that to we wouldn't bill, but we couldn't pay them. And we couldn't pay them until we got progress notes. But now you can sit there and have the staff, you have to do a progress note while you're at work or you can't clock out. Great feature. And again, you can tailor it to the plan of care, to the individual. It doesn't have to be the same. It's not just a punch. Everything's different. Real-time alerts that we get, it tells us, again, if somebody doesn't show up, you can set those parameters, whether it's 15-minute window or 30-minute, whatever you want. Of course, what we do is not set in stone working with people, but we try as much as possible for your schedule to come in at 9. You know, we try to do a 30-minute window, give or take. It gives us, again, the bad GPSs. It tells us when training's going to expire, when driver's license expire, background checks expire. You can put unlimited number of things as far as notifications in HR. The violations of policies, we are able to keep up and track real easily. You call somebody that's on, for example, they are on-call-only person. That's all I want to do. I just want to please call me whenever you have an open shift. Well, you can track. I've called this person, you know, 6 times in the last month. They've refused to shift. We keep up with all that. After so many, we take you off that on-call list. It's real easy to track. There's no more guessing. It's not subjective. It's all very objective. All your policies you can create, whether it's you called in late, you asked off, you can track all of that from an HR standpoint. We didn't have that capability before. We were using Excel spreadsheets. We were trying to write stuff on calendars. Now it's boom, it's instant. And the good thing is I can see it. I can get in, my supervisors can see it. My HR person can see it. We all talk together. We all know what's going on. Communication is another good thing that we really like. Each job can track what's going on so staff can communicate back and forth just about that job. So you can go back and you can look real time what's being said. They give you important information. Staff can share whatever. Supervisors can see it real time. They don't have to get a phone call. They don't have to wait until after the fact. I like the 800 call-in line that MITC offers. So in our case, when we don't have cell phone reception, I thought, you know, what we were doing before was staff would have to call the answering service after hours. Look, it's kind of back to where we were 2-3 years ago. We really didn't know where they were. They may be at Walmart when they're saying they're at work. Now they call in from an 800 number. We know they're there. That line's dedicated. It's going to be from that landline or that job or that client's cell phone number. It's the only accepted number that we can use. Great feature. I love it. We talked about payroll. It keeps all those reports. We talked about integrating with billing. So you guys have created a bridge. Everything we do automatically transfers over into lasers and is billed. I just can't say enough good things about MITC, Theron. It's been a blessing for my agency. It's one of the things that I've said is, I guess it's a blessing and a curse all in one, because now we know what we suspected before, but the good thing is we can limit what we suspected, and it makes us a much better provider. Bottom line, hands down, we're a way better provider than we were, and I know we're a way better provider than a lot of providers out there because of what we can see, what we can do, and what we can offer.
Wow, so it sounds like MITC was the right choice for people-centered support services. And Greg, it's been a pleasure working and partnering with your organization over the past few years. And when we set out, for this endeavor, there was a lot of unknowns, but it sounds like there for providers out there, there is light at the end of the tunnel. There is a better way of approaching EVV and running your agency.
Absolutely. I have no doubt.
Okay, no doubt. Greg, well, thank you so much for your time today. We really appreciate it, and we look forward to our continued partnership, and thank you so much for sharing your experience about how your agency survived EVV.
No problem. Anytime you need to call, Taryn, you know where I am.
Okay, Greg. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.